Online.
It's what a lot of horror movies are made of. You're going down a fairly deserted road. It's late at night. There's questionable characters, if you will, off to the sides every so many miles or buildings. And you're running out of gas. No gas station in sight. What do you do? How do you handle it? Why are there people in an abandoned home? Or are those people, after all? That story and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. You'll get this episode, the full story, and the new episode of Seeing Ghosts is out today as well. Seeing Ghosts episode 6, so an extra bonus there. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. We never stopped the car, though. We kept on that route, still hoping to find a gas station. And the meter continued to go lower and lower. The next weird thing that happened along this route was a huge tree on the side of the road. The tree had this incredibly scary face carved into it, and it was hollowed out in the bottom and filled with a bunch of weird trinkets like some kind of altar. We stared at the tree wordlessly as we passed it, but neither of us had anything to say besides, "What the hell is going on?" We continued down further, and still no gas stations, and saw another similar-looking altar tree in a very clearly abandoned home with the lights on inside. There was a broken-down truck without wheels out front, and by this time it was probably 2:30 in the morning. We were getting nervous that we would have to sleep in the car in this area and wait until someone came along, which I did not think was very likely. Neither of us had cell phone service, and I was getting so nervous I felt nauseous. The gaslight came on and we both saw shadows standing in the distance. They were human forms, all varying sizes, just standing out there in the freezing, dark desert night. There were no people out there, though, I can tell you that. Just shadows, standing, and apparently watching us as we began to wonder if we'd been driving so long we were hallucinating. Somehow I doubt we were simultaneously hallucinating the exact same thing. Oh my Josh, as my 3-year-old would say, what do you do in that situation? That's just, it's reminiscent of like The Hills Have Eyes and Night of the Living Dead and every horror movie. Find out the full story of how they handled that situation in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to get it at ghostpodcast.com. Also, a family finds very quickly that a home they're touring is not for them. Find out why. Also, not until later, while checking footage from Urban Exploring, does a listener find they were not alone on that exploration. Plus, could a Polaroid picture be proof that there was a ghost thief in a listener's apartment? Those stories and more on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. When you sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com, you're supporting our show. You're keeping us on the air. You're also getting 86 bonus episodes of the show, jam-packed with our best stories and exclusive video content, including the brand new episode of Seeing Ghosts, episode 6, freshly posted today. That's up for you there as well. So enjoy, binge away, help keep us on the air. Go to ghostpodcast.com. Thank you for your support.